if you go hiking in the Juneau area, you might find some rocks that look a little different. A national hobby of painting designs on small rocks and hiding them for others to find has made its way to Alaska. Thousands of people are members of rock painting Facebook groups for communities from Sitka to Fairbanks. David Purdy watched one painter's process.
Ooh, this looks like a good spot over here. Think anybody will actually find this?
Heather Stemmerman is an amateur painter, but you won't find her work hanging on the wall or sitting in a gallery. She paints on small rocks and hides them on local trails for others to find. The fist-sized rocks feature all kinds of designs: animals, scenes, abstract patterns, and more. Stemmerman likes experimenting, and it's a relaxing way to wind down from her job in incident management with the Coast Guard. She sometimes paints rocks with her husband and 5-year-old son, but she enjoys painting by herself as well.
I like just getting into it, kind of testing my artistic ability, getting better and better each time. I kind of just zen out. It's my little stress relief at the end of the day.
She's not alone. A Juneau Facebook group featuring pictures of rocks people paint and find was started about 9 months ago and has over 1,800 members.
I like seeing pictures of people collecting those rocks. And maybe it's completely made someone's day when they've had a bad day and they just happen to find a rock. I know it's changed people's moods frequently. At least they say that on the page.
Stemmerman lays out her supplies: dozens of paint colors, brushes, and blank rocks. First, she base coats each rock and then moves on to the design. Her paintings are often inspired by the shapes of the rocks themselves or artwork she finds online. Her secret weapon for complicated designs? Paint pens.
So that we've got like a medium tip right here, and then we have the extra fine tip, which is really, really good for the details.
The last step is protecting each rock with a coat of clear sealant when she's happy with the design. Sometimes it takes a couple of tries to get there.
I've definitely covered over some of these if they're not good. I'll just paint right over it and try again.
So what does the Forest Service think of people leaving behind their brightly colored artwork? Paul Robbins Jr. is a spokesman.
We're glad that residents and visitors alike come up with all kinds of creative ways to enjoy their national forests. It's what they're supposed to do.
He suggests environmentally friendly paints and keeping the rocks small enough to be easily moved if necessary.
We just ask that they take some time and consider the effects that they may have on that ecosystem, as well as other people's enjoyment of the forest.
So if you catch an unexpected splash of color on a local trail, take a closer look. You might just have found a rock by Stemmerman or another local rock painter. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.
You can find video and pictures of painted rocks on ktoo.org, as well as a link to the local rock painting Facebook group, Juneau Alaska Rocks.